This is Health Matters with a report on good stress and bad stress.
Stress has become a signpost of civilization's toll on the quality of life. People today suffer from chronic stress conditions ranging from post-traumatic stress and acute stress disorder to social anxiety and panic disorder. Even infants, very young children, suffer from stress disorders.
A few years ago, a long-term study found that the brains of four-year-old girls whose mothers experience stress during pregnancy still retain significantly more of a stress hormone than girls whose mothers did not have a stressful pregnancy. The changes found in childhood continued to show up as brain differences when the girls became teenagers.
At ages 14 and 18, the effects of higher stress hormone levels were still visible. Brain scans revealed that two regions of the brain involved in regulating emotions were out of sync. Specifically, the two brain areas had a reduced connection. When these two sections of the brain are not fully connected, the individual has a difficult time shutting down negative emotions.
This is highly significant. The inability to shut down negative emotions leads directly to negative behavior. One interesting note about this study, the mothers participating gave birth to girls and boys, but only the girls had long-term impacts from their mother's prenatal stress, indicating perhaps that female hormonal system responds differently to stress hormone cortisol.
Stress describes a range of reactions brought on by trying circumstances. Stressful emotions leave us feeling we can't cope, and we feel that way with good reason. Stress can impair our decision-making abilities and our ability to concentrate. It can lead to depression and anxiety. When we're seriously stressed, we can't cope.
Stress also has physical impacts. It's well known that stress lowers the immune system, leaving us more vulnerable to colds and flus. Stress also causes weakness, dizziness, frequent headaches, insomnia, overeating, and neck and back pain.
Stress management as a necessary component of healthcare emphasizes three fundamental approaches. First comes exercise, an extremely valuable antidote to stress. Exercise alleviates body tensions associated with stress. And exercise releases hormones that elevate mood. Regular exercise is very helpful in preventing stress reactions as well.
A second anti-stress measure is improving your ability to communicate. Difficulties with other people are a major source of stress, whether it's your boss, your cranky spouse, an ailing parent, a teenager in trouble, or a friend who's turning hostile. Learning how to talk through conflicts with the people involved is a valuable skill, but it's a skill that takes guidance and practice. Initially, it may require a third person to help the parties involved remain open and willing to work on resolving the conflict. The third anti-stress measure is finding a healthy outlet for stress reactions. And this is where the idea of good stress, bad stress comes in. Humans evolved the stress reaction for a reason. If you're out hunting in the forest and are confronted by a grizzly, your stress reaction immediately pumps adrenaline into your bloodstream. This enables you not only to run faster, but to think more clearly.
Or to take a contemporary example, studying for an exam when you haven't been keeping up with your classwork. The stress of having to pass the test motivates you to study. Or take the fact you have semi-annual performance reviews. The stress of needing to keep your job can motivate you to do better work.
Studies have shown that stress can enhance memory and recall. In other words, some stress enhances our cognitive abilities. It's all a matter of degree. It's only the heavy-duty, I-can't-cope stress that impairs our mental prowess.
As for the body, vigorous exercise that stresses the muscles releases adrenaline, which speeds up our heart rate and metabolism. This fights tiredness and fatigue and even acts as a painkiller. Athletes know that pushing themselves to the stress point helps performance.
There's no question that an increased heart rate and lack of tiredness or pain increases endurance over the short term. Physical stress over long periods of time, however, can damage the immune system and cause other lasting problems to the body and the mind.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced by and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Jay Renzulli. Our readers today were Emily Marshall, Jay Renzulli, and Tavuchi Colgrove. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.